hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews are still recovering victims from the Potomac River after last night's midair collision of a passenger jet and Army military helicopter near Reagan National Airport. Officials say all 64 on board the plane died, along with three Army soldiers on the helicopter. Federal investigators now on scene and held their first briefing.
NTSB investigators say the focus right now is on recovering bodies. The so-called black boxes from both the American Airlines regional jet and the Black Hawk helicopter have not yet been recovered, and NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says firm answers will take time.
We are going to conduct a thorough investigation of this entire tragedy, looking at the facts.
An Army official says the three soldiers on board the Black Hawk were very experienced. An Army investigative team will work with the NTSB.
ABC's Alex Stone. The NTSB says families are still being notified about those who died. This is ABC News. A new policy approved by President Trump means the sanctuary of a church is no longer a sanctuary against arrest and deportation. The same is true for other sensitive areas like schools and hospitals.
An AP NORC Center poll finds that 18% of respondents strongly or somewhat favor the arrest of undocumented immigrants in churches or schools. Adolfo Tejas of the Texas State Republican Executive Committee is among them.
If they agree to enter this country without the proper documentation, then they're also going to break any other laws.
64% of those taking the same survey said they are strongly or somewhat opposed to immigration arrests in sensitive areas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
More signs of a strong job market. The number of filings for first-time weekly jobless claims plunged by 16,000. The total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits fell by 42,000. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
A warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine with highs low 50s, west winds at around 10.
Tonight, clear lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine will have highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for coverage of Durant, Arkansas at Elk Mound Boys Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A man accused of recklessly driving a school bus while intoxicated this week was in Waukesha County Court on Wednesday. 72-year-old Walter Cunningham, charged with multiple counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety and OWI. He's jailed on a $1 million bond. No children were injured in the incident. A man accused of fatally stabbing his two children in central Wisconsin last summer will go to trial in Clark County Court. A judge bound Victor Manuel Gomez Acosta over for trial on Wednesday. The 30-year-old accused of stabbing his children in their Abbotsford home last summer. Fire danger in the southern half of the state is moderate, but windy and dry conditions led to several wildfires in southern Wisconsin on Wednesday. And authorities are asking people to curtail outdoor burning. Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Hospital, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Blair Taylor and Whitehall firefighters responded to a fire at the Dollar General store Wednesday morning. According to authorities, the manager of the store heard a crash and saw smoke when opening the store. Firefighters say the cause of the fire is unknown, but no foul play is suspected. The building has moderate damage, and merchandise inside was a total loss. School officials in Eau Claire are outlining their protocols when it comes to government agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a letter to families and staff, Superintendent Mike Johnson outlined the guidelines as changes have been made to immigration policies at the federal level. He said if an administrative ICE warrant was presented, the district isn't obligated to let them conduct that warrant on school grounds, adding that it's a different case if the warrant is judicial. Now, the letter comes as recent executive orders removed schools and other community locations as sensitive areas or protected areas. A Chippewa Falls man has been charged for allegedly distributing methamphetamine and fentanyl, among other crimes. According to the indictment, Jason Bernard allegedly distributed 50 grams or more of methamphetamine and had over 500 grams of that and over 40 grams of fentanyl in his possession that he also intended to distribute. If he's convicted of the first charge involving 50 grams or more of meth or fentanyl, he could face between 5 to 40 years in prison. If convicted of the charges involving 500 grams of meth, he could face 10 years to life in prison. The charges against the 39-year-old come after an investigation by the West Central Drug Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. A group of experts say a painting bought at a Minnesota yard sale several years ago may be the work of Vincent van Gogh. ArtNews.com reported yesterday that a panel of about 20 experts examined the painting, comparing it to other works by Van Gogh and testing the canvas and paint. They now believe the painting was created between 1889 and 1890 while the famous artist was staying at a mental institution in France. By the way, the painting was bought at the yard sale for $50, but experts say it could be worth as much as $15 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
A Pepin County man has been charged with possession of child pornography. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, a tip led investigators with the department, along with assistance from the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Criminal Division of Investigation, the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, and the Mid-States Organized Crime Information Center to conduct an extensive investigation that resulted in criminal charges against 62-year-old Stephen P. Edom from rural Durand. He has been charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The Wabasha County Highway Department announced Wednesday that the west and south parking lanes of the Grant Boulevard Bridge are closed due to the condition of the timber piles that are supporting it. The county is describing the timber piles as deteriorating and that it now plans to replace the bridge as soon as possible. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has authorized emergency assistance for Olmsted and Dakota counties after severe thunderstorms and flooding last summer. Olmsted and Dakota counties will receive assistance to help cover the damage to public infrastructure caused by severe flooding between June 16th and July 4th. I'm grateful for Minnesota's emergency management team for coordinating closely with the counties to assess damage and help communities recover from severe weather events, said Governor Walz. A Chippewa Falls woman has been charged with a felony after she was recorded taking out a knife and waving it at another woman during a domestic dispute. On Monday, Mary Foley was charged with recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct via the use of a dangerous weapon. According to a criminal complaint, officers arrived at a home for a call of domestic abuse, and the victim said the argument with Foley led her to grabbing a knife and swiping it at her. The victim grabbed her phone to record the incident and show it to police. Foley will return to court February 11th. New projections show Wisconsin state surplus now stands at $4.3 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will now finish the 23-25 budget with that surplus. It projects tax revenues to be $894.3 million higher than what the Evers administration had expected in November, mainly due to revised estimates for sales tax collections through mid-year. The LFB attributes the increased revenues to new forecasts that incorporate President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs, which are expected to increase inflation and nominal consumer spending. The Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markling and Representative Mark Bourne, say Governor Evers has refused to support meaningful tax relief and that they remain committed to returning the surplus to taxpayers. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Freemasons of Wisconsin are raising money for the Wisconsin State Patrol with a gala. It's happening on Saturday, February 8th at the Eau Claire Masonic Ballroom in Eau Claire. Bryce Franzway, the District 2 Deputy of Wisconsin Freemasonry, says the Freemasons are raising money to supply the Wisconsin State Patrol with emergency jump bags. They'll include a fire suppression tool and one AED defibrillator. More information about the gala can be found on the event Bright website under the title Masonic Acts of Kindness Gala Fundraiser. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day.
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Myers Muses on the Madhouse. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Competing in Saturday's Madhouse Classic, featuring the track's modified division, 11-time and defending Bowman Gray Stadium modified champion Burt Myers is acutely aware of why the historic venue is known as the Madhouse. Steeped in excitement, the crowd is as much a part of the show as the drivers.
It's very up close and personal. The fans are just feet from the racetrack. They are very dedicated. The majority of the people there have been coming there for generations. You know, they sit now where their grandpa may have sat, you know, 50, 60 years ago. So it's an environment that just keeps you coming back.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Wisconsin defensive back Nizir Forkirian has sued the NCAA, alleging his 5-year eligibility clock shouldn't have been running during his two seasons at Division II Grand Valley State. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The suit also states that the NCAA is denying him an opportunity to provide his name, image, and likeness by failing to award him additional eligibility with the Badgers. John Cook announced his retirement after 25 seasons as the Huskers head volleyball coach, Cook posting 722 wins at the school, leading the Huskers to a dozen Final Four appearances and 4 national titles. 17th-ranked Hockey Badgers gearing up for their 2-game weekend series at Minnesota starting tomorrow night. Badger defenseman Ben Dexheimer said they're the hated and will be ready to handle the hostile environment. There's college basketball in the Horizon League tonight. The Green Bay Phoenix men look to end a 17-game losing streak. They are at Oakland. GB women hosting Cleveland State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin coach wins National Coach of the Year, plus Ms. Basketball finalists are announced. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This week, it was announced that Slinger football coach Bill Jacklin was one of two winners of the NFL Don Shula National High School Coach of the Year Award. Jacklin led the Owls to an undefeated season and Division II state title and will receive a trip to the NFL Pro Bowl and Super Bowl, as well as a cash award. Plus, Slinger High School will receive $15,000 from the NFL. In girls basketball news, Division II top-ranked Wauwatosa East suffered its first loss of the season on Tuesday night, falling 56-53 to Brookfield East. There's a big game in Division I coming up this Saturday when third-ranked Pewaukee will travel to unbeaten and top-ranked Kimberly for a non-conference affair. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association announced 5 finalists for the Ms. Basketball Award earlier this week. They are J.J. Barnes of the Prairie School, McKenna Christian of Hartford, Christina Wimet of Lakeland, Amy Tarian of Pewaukee, and Rainey Wilson from Hortonville. The winner will be announced at the state tournament in March. Also this week on WisSports.net, we've been releasing finalists for the WSN Boys and Girls Basketball Senior Awards. Head over to WSN for the full list at each position. Speaking of lists, there's a new top-ranked Division II boys team in the coaches' poll as Slinger moves to the top spot, unseating Mount Horeb. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach says sometimes he likes to move out of the deep water, leave those crappies behind, and go into the vegetation to catch some of those big bluegills. I'll tell you what he's doing to find and catch them, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach says sometimes he likes to leave the crappies behind and go find some big bluegills in the vegetation. He says it's a lot tougher to find those bluegills because you can't see them on the sonar. They are tucked into the vegetation. You got to fish for them. So what you do is you find a big weedy flat where there is some pockets in that vegetation. Drill enough holes so that you can find those openings. And you send a small jig, he uses a 1/16 ounce jig, with just a couple of maggots into that vegetation and move around until you find a school of the bigger fish. He says these fish will school by their size structure. But you'll find that there are a lot of bluegills and they're usually always tucked into that vegetation. They like to use it for cover. They're hiding from those big northern pike that are trying to eat them. And they're all hungry. They're looking for something to eat. So you send down a jig with a waxworm and you're going to catch some big slabs and have one of the best fish fries you've had all season long. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
A warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine with highs low 50s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine will have highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound Boys Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther Preview is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and happy Thursday to folks. An interesting marketing trade day today. A lot of red, a lot of green kind of bouncing on the screen. We're going to do a breakdown as to what we saw. We did, of course, see the new lows that happened in both cattle and in the soybeans. But how much outside market influence is weighing in on there? Where's the dollar at? What are we seeing when it comes to cash and corn and cattle, the tariff threats? We know that that is quickly approaching. It is month end as well. And of course, old man winter and weather. What's going on for this wheat complex? How does that all factor out? We'll get all these details today as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, let's kind of start with the fact that you and I are talking. It is the 30th of January, means February is just a day after tomorrow, which means a lot of month end going to happen today and tomorrow.
A lot of month end and a lot of quiet pre-positioning ahead of the potential for Mexico and Canadian tariffs to be put upon those two countries by the United States. I noticed today while the coffee made another new all-time high on weather issues in South America, which we're starting to feel in the row crops, we also saw another new record high in the gold market today as well in the futures market, Susan. And I think that's probably become a huge safe haven play as we get ready for the potential for tariffs. And the reason the trade's probably doing that is twofold. One, the Federal Reserve really kind of gave us a piece of the puzzle in their commentary on Wednesday in that they took away the commentary that the inflationary pressures were easing and they were making progress on that. They took that out and kind of kept it, just left it alone, which suggested to the market that we do have sticky inflation. This is not going anywhere right now. And the idea that tariffs could be put on an area of north of us, that we bring in a huge amount of crude oil to refine into the Midwest gasoline market, and then we could put on tariffs if we went after the automobile industry in Mexico, that could really change the supply chain as far as more expensive parts and final production costs for the United States car buyer. And so I think the market is feeling fairly confident that there's a better than 50-50 chance of these tariffs being put on if President Trump and his administration doesn't feel as though Mexico and Canada are doing their share of helping us with the immigration policy that President Trump's laid out, as well as cut back on the ethanol issues crossing our borders too.
When you look at all those other influences that are weighing in on this trade, and obviously the dollar and its ebb and flow as of late is just adding another layer of pressure, watching what's going to happen or might happen come Saturday the 1st.
Yeah, you ask an excellent question as usual. For me, it's not just what the U.S. does and where they put the tariffs potentially. It's what the retaliation is by Canada and Mexico, and whether those two things are inflationary or could cause a global recession. And this is where, for me, the best indicator for what may happen next week is what is the trend in the U.S. dollar, especially against the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the Chinese currency, as they come back in China from their Lunar New Year holiday, and then obviously the Russian ruble. That has been a real, Russian ruble specifically, has been a real supportive feature, a real tailwind, and been one of the key factors as to why the wheat market has been able to find quite a bit of short covering. And today, in fact, made new 2025 highs. But if we come back next week and the dollar's charging higher, like it was shortly before the presidential election, in that the trade is worried that the dollar has become the new safe haven again, and that the tariff issues by both parties are going to create a global recession because of higher interest rates and higher inflation. That's where we need to worry in the commodity sector, because that's then where the emerging markets feel more pressure, and then the investment funds, the same funds that are probably buying and rotating into commodities because of inflation and because of the Federal Reserve policy, and they're buying gold most likely, they turn tail and say, let's go ahead and liquidate these positions because we're going to go into a more likely recession that will end up being more like deflation.
So how much weight do you see as you look at this weather situation? Some areas of Kansas and Oklahoma had some snow cover. Others did not when that Arctic blast came through last week. And now you're talking about there's some concerns that are starting to build for what we see for this week.
Yes, and this couldn't come at a better time, because what we're talking about on the perceived investment demand side, or the actual demand side if the dollar rallies, we're also seeing at the same time the potential for lost supply and supplies declining. And even more importantly, especially in the case of Mexico, not many people have talked about this week, but the ag attaché came out with an update on Mexico, cut their production, raised their corn exports from 24.5 million metric tons, their corn imports, I should say, from 24.5 million metric tons to 25 million metric tons. So the likelihood that Mexico will retaliate against the United States in corn is very low because of this weather. And there's more weather in South America. Where would China, where would Mexico, where would some of these countries go to be able to get substitutes if they did want to retaliate against the United States, if we did see these tariffs get put out? And I think this is where there is a real increase in leverage in the United States, as the weather in South America, the weather in the Baltic regions, and now the weather here in the U.S. hard red wheat belt turns drier. And I think this is a really key feature. The Russian wheat price has made a new 3-month high this week. The new U.S. drought monitor came out today showing another increase in our drought, within the 10-day models for both the U.S. and the European model forecasts are suggesting a pretty dry U.S. forecast.
More is coming up, folks. Stick around. It is a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Continuing our conversation this afternoon with Mike Zuzulo. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And we were talking weather. Obviously, in our neck of the woods here in the High Plains, the central part of the U.S., as you look at what's happening going forward, and as flip-floppy as our forecast has been with the dry pockets and the wet pockets, our neighbors to the south are going through the same thing, except they are doing it during their growing season.
Yes, and the cautionary flag, if you want to use a racing term, if we're at the Indy 500 and the yellow flag came out, I would say that you're going to potentially see a red flag come out in about 10 days when it comes to center west Brazil if they can't straighten out their pattern. They have an extremely wet pattern. I'm hearing 3 to 5 inches above normal this past 10, 15 days. In some key areas like eastern Mato Grosso, where there's a lot of second crop corn planted, they're not getting the soybeans out of the fields at this point. Susan, the last numbers I saw in Mato Grosso was about 4% harvested for soybeans versus 22% a year ago. That's putting you at about a 1% to 2% planting rate on second crop corn, which is what, 70, 75% of the total Brazilian corn production. They were around 10 or 11% a year ago. So as we go from late January to mid-February, this becomes an extremely important issue. And when you think about a 50 million metric ton crop on the line in Argentina for corn versus 125 million metric ton crop on the line for Brazil, you can kind of see that we're probably going to shift from Argentina dryness to too wet in Mato Grosso, center west Brazil, as far as tightening the new crop corn supplies coming on in July. That then should probably give us some nice support in the new crop December corn. And so that's kind of the way I'm looking at it at this stage of the game. But we need to get through next week. The weather models have not been very accurate in both Argentina and Brazil. And so this next weekend, it becomes critical for Argentina, where I will take the supply side, production side down again below 50 million metric tons if they see disappointing rains. And if the center west Brazil stays wet and corn planting delays are still 10, 15% versus a year ago, I'll start to knock down my corn production figures in Brazil as well.
You know, and everybody was talking earlier today about, oh, wow, the nervousness was there because, well, we're going to see a late harvest. But I think it's easy to forget that this crop didn't go in on time either.
That's an excellent point. And we really can't get below a 165 soybean crop in Brazil. And so soybeans are still the leader to the downside. The weekly export sales today being very low in terms of the trade estimates, I think reiterated that. And we didn't see any leadership to the upside in the meal market. Recall earlier this week, we saw a lot of leadership from both the wheat and the meal. That's the kind of market I want to continue to see. But we didn't get that on Thursday's trade, and that meal market still is a very big concern of mine. I'm overall, and this goes back to the ethanol and domestic consumption, in case we did throw tariffs on Canada and they reciprocated in the energy markets, and you know they are by far our biggest taker of ethanol, taking about 600 million gallons or a third of the total exports this past year. We have a domestic issue in terms of demand coming. Ethanol could be lower. Livestock feeding because of supplies could be lower. And then we have the issue of the export market and whether we, you know, take prices too high or not. So the domestic market is really looking much more problematic as we get deeper into the 24-25 marketing year. We got to keep that in the forefront of our minds.
You know, Mike, we had some new contract lows happening in the cattle complex, and some of the chatter I was hearing was, hey, we got a big report coming out tomorrow. Some say it's not going to be significant. Others saying, you know, we haven't seen numbers in a year in this cattle industry. So they see it as a maybe a pressuring factor. So what's your takeaway?
I'm going to chalk Thursday up to good old-fashioned nervousness ahead of a big, big report that we build a lot of bullishness into, Susan. And the reason I'm doing that is because for both corn and cattle, the two best markets from a demand and supply standpoint, and they're the best markets from a standpoint of the funds coming into the long side of this market for a long, long time, record longs and feeders, as we know. We did see midday Gulf corn prices jump back to $5.66 a bushel, a new 15-month high. We saw negotiated cash cattle come back at midday, jumping back close to their old high of just recently of $2.10+. And so as long as I see the cash continue to underpin the futures in those two commodities, I'm not going to be as nervous. But I would also throw out the idea that one of the things that Mexico said they would retaliate on us with was pork. And they are buying a third plus of our weekly export sales each and every week. What does that mean to the red meat sector if they do go ahead and put that in place?
So what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way other than calling the toll-free number, which is on the website, is to sign up on the website for a two-week free trial, globalcomresearch.com, and that's globalcom with two M's, research.com.
All right. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium technology embedded into every tire. A bipartisan group of farm state senators last week reintroduced the Farm to Fly legislation, which is designed to provide clarity for the production of sustainable aviation fuel. I'll be back with more after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has reintroduced the Farm to Fly Act, a bill aimed at accelerating the production of sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF. The legislation comes just one day after President Donald Trump signed an executive order freezing all pending federal regulations for a 60-day review, including the recently released 45Z Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit from the Inflation Reduction Act. The Farm to Fly Act seeks to clarify the eligibility for sustainable aviation fuel in USDA programs. The bill was reintroduced by a coalition of senators, including Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Joni Ernst of Iowa. The goal is to provide greater collaboration between the USDA and private industry while affirming a common definition for SAF that is widely supported within that industry. Senator Moran emphasized that sustainable aviation fuel represents a promising opportunity for American farmers, boosting domestic energy security and opening up new markets for biofuels. Ag and energy groups, including the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Growth Energy, have voiced strong support for the bill, citing its potential to drive demand for ethanol-based fuels and strengthen the rural economy. J.D. Hanna, president of the Kansas Corn Growers Association, said the legislation is critical for farmers and biofuels producers looking to tap into the SAF markets. He highlighted the role of corn-based ethanol in SAF production and stressed the importance of creating viable long-term markets for agricultural commodities. Meanwhile, aviation companies are also backing the effort. Delta Airlines Vice President of Government Affairs Sherry Wilson noted that SAF is key to decarbonizing aviation while creating good-paying jobs in agriculture. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Yes, the future of jet airplane fuel is under discussion. With the Biden administration's earlier push for sustainable fuels now under review by the executive branch, Midwestern lawmakers hope the Farm to Fly Act can provide much-needed clarity and momentum for SAF production across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at firestoneag.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine with highs low 50s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow's sunshine will have highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for coverage of Durant, Arkansas at Elk Mound Boys Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther Preview is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow.
Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anywhere you wanna go, baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice. And if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall.
somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she comes, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, and now she's after mine. The minute that she comes, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she comes, there'll be trouble on the line.
So good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal aviation investigators now on scene.